We're doing Dov's Minute, the laws of Kriyat HaTorah. When a person gets an Aliyah, they should rush up to their Aliyah in the Torah. You don't run, and you act respectfully in a shul, but you go as quickly as possible. You go up the shorter route, and you come down the longer route. If they're both equal, then we come up the same way the Chazan did, and then we go down the way the Chazan will. The Chazan ordinarily comes from the Arna Kodesh through the right side when he looks down towards the Bima, and he comes up through the corresponding side, which would be the left side if you're looking from the front of the shul back. When we go up to get an aliyah, so we look at the place that the Baal Koreh is going to read, and then we kiss the place. Be careful not to let your saliva go on the Sefer Torah, because that will disqualify Sefer Torah. It'll cause the letters to smudge and disqualify them. So we take a garment, or we take our tzitzit and touch the Torah, and then kiss the tzitzit. If you kiss and then you put it on the Torah, you could actually get the Torah wet and disqualify it. After you've seen the place where he's going to read, you make the blessing. Some have the custom that they close the Torah when they make the blessing. Others just close their eyes. The key here is that we don't want people to think that the blessing is written in the Torah. So that's why we either roll it closed or we leave it open but close our eyes as we make the blessing, so as to indicate that I'm making the blessing and it's not written in the Torah. If you do not know the blessing by heart, you could look down to the side of the Torah where you could have a sidur or a printed version of the blessing next to you so you get the blessing right.